You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Should people be using Craigslist?
Craigslist ad
specializing in sex, pornography, and fetishes.
Craigslist is only used for selling couches and finding hand jobs.
Craigslist has something for you.
I'm going back to Bruno. I can't remember. I saw a picture of him as a little kid today.
Yeah.
He was the cutest little freaking. He looks exactly like a miniature of himself.
With the hair?
Yeah. It's the same hair. Sunglasses. It's the same everything. Yeah. It's a Craigslist brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More. Two convenient locations, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Pitbull Tobacco and More. For locals by local. All right, every Thursday we get together and go through the pages of Craigslist. I learned something in my Craigslist today. So I learned about a whole new cultural aspect that I was completely unaware of. Very excited to share that with you. But for us right now, let's start with Mr. Rod Fitzwell. What'd you bring to Craigslist today?
Well, I bought a guy who's willing to pay up to $5 a piece for your in-flight sick bags. That's right. He actually is
used or
unused.
Oh, thank God.
And he collects them. A matter of fact, the photos along with the ad, one of them has a barf bag from Kenya Airways and the other one from Rio Airways.
Really?
And here's what it reads: "It may sound strange to you, but I collect in-flight sick bags. My obsession started when I was 6 years old, flying with my parents from D.C. to Seattle. During the flight, there was a rather large man sitting in a row across from us, throwing up. He puked so many times that not only did my parents give away their barf bags, but they gave away mine also.
Dang it.
I felt bad for the man, but I was a kid, and I really wanted my barf bag to show at school during show and tell. It was a sad day for me, and ever since then, I decided I would not go without a bag to vomit in a flight ever again."
So this dude's a hoarder now.
"So I am in search of rare in-flight barf bags, especially ones from European airlines. If you have a barf bag and you think I might be interested, please respond to this ad with a photo of the bag, and I will let you know if I want it. Depending on the airline and condition of the bag, I will pay up to $5 per bag."
That's weird, dude.
That is.
That is a strange obsession.
He's getting even with his parents.
I mean, yeah, right.
He really is. He's a hoarder now.
He's just mad at his mom and dad because they... "Not my barf bag.
You took my..."
And, you know, you're six, so you're probably not thinking you could just ask for another.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
You so he left think thinking, "I'll never get another barf bag." But now he's got
stacks
plenty.
And stacks of. All right, let's do Shelly next.
Okay.
Yes, let's.
Come
do
on, everybody. Shelly. Let's do Shelly.
Let's do it.
I think somebody's gotten there first. But.
mine. The title says "Go Trunk Yourself," and then it shows a picture of a little person sitting inside of a cabinet over top of a stove. Just to show size here.
All right.
It says, "Hi, I'm a short dude who is 3'9" tall with my shoes on. I love life and live to the fullest without regrets. With that said, I currently have a crazy and epic bucket list trending that's up for a short offering.
Mm-hmm.
To share, I am looking to beep in a trunk with a chick."
Oh. In a trunk?
Yes.
Wow. So he's got to find another little chick.
Yeah.
To fit in the trunk.
Yeah.
Take it how you want to, but fully inside a trunk. Yes, trunk. We can make it as comfy as possible or as rough as possible.
Steamer trunk or car trunk?
Take it right in the trunk?
Up the trunk with the trunk.
Ooh.
Car trunk? Or he's talking about a packaging trunk, like a steamer trunk, you know, one of those traveling things, right?
He said trunk. Yeah. So he said, this shall make for a tremendously amazing story. Seriously, I'm the nicest, most genuine individual, a well-liked person. This is truly 100% real, so hopefully you'll be just as open and badass. Thanks, and it'll cost you $0.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Phew. I thought I was going to have to pay for the privilege of letting you knock my bottom out
in the trunk.
Thanks. Thanks, little guy.
Yeah.
Little fella. What do you got, Adam?
All right. Does mold turn you on? It's in the women for women category.
What?
So hold on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Women for women, does mold turn you on?
Wow. Not even slightly.
Women for women. Hold on. Okay. Do you like to get down and dirty around decay?
Decay.
Do you want to get funky among some fungi? The title says it all. I'm just a cold babe living in a moldy bedroom looking for a lady. The jury's out whether it's hazardous or not. But no, what's the fun in doing it without a little danger? The mattress, it isn't directly on the composing carpet, so you won't be manhandling the mildew. You'll still be having sex while swimming in spores. You bring the jacket, I'll make the mixtape. I'm hot to trot and surrounded by rot.
Hot to trot and surrounded by rot.
Yeah.
That's my closing line.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
Bring it.
Petri dish out.
Oh, the smell, man.
That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, really. Go over there with some Tylex or something.
Yeah, I like the smell of Tylex. It right? smells like clean to me.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yikes. Wow. All right, I had to look up what all this was, so I'll try and get this correct. A rare opportunity for based candidates. This is a very rare and very legendary opportunity for qualified candidates. As a member of the task force, you are charged with protecting Lil B, the based god, at any cost. Apparently, a based... Mm-hmm. Based is a kind of person doesn't care what other people think about. Kind of a freewheeling, free-living lifestyle. Lil B is a rapper who kind of created this culture.
Okay.
So you can be a member of, a prominent member of Bitch Mob.
Oh.
You must protect and support Lil B on internet forums, YouTube video comment sections, and on Twitter. You will be a first responder when any anti-Lil B content is submitted. And you will react swiftly and appropriately with accurate and relevant pro-Lil B material.
Okay.
Should you wish to be a based candidate and supporter, a member of Bitch Mob.
It's kind of contradictory, right. though, yeah. if you're not supposed to care about anything.
That is true. Why yeah. defend
yes.
if you really don't care?
Yeah.
Right.
But what a cool title. Yeah.
Yes.
Job requirements must be based.
Uh-huh.
This kind of I don't care freewheeling attitude. Must be a member in good standing of Bitch Mob. Must protect Lil B at all times. Desired qualities. Tiny pants. Master okay. of cooking. You are or you resemble one or more of the following. You are or resemble one or more of Justin Bieber, Ellen DeGeneres, a Martian, Charlie Sheen, Rocky, Christy Yamaguchi, Bill Bellamy, Tim McGraw, Quincy Jones, Al Capone, Stephen King, Dr. Phil, Paris Hilton, Matlock, a surgeon or Darth Vader?
Wow. How did Chrissy Yamaguchi get pulled into that?
There's even more here.
Oh my gosh.
There's Willy Wonka, Jesus, Miley Cyrus, Norway.
Wow.
Resemble a country
yes.
or are Norway.
Okay.
You're going to have at least 100,000 swag, if not okay. a million plus preferred
swag. How do I
swag.
Get that? I'd like that.
Have to be fond of and not allergic to tabby cats. Please send your resume along with a brief cover letter. And then I went to them Urban Dictionaries to discover the based god Lil B. Refers the phrase based god refers to rapper Lil B. Based includes, in this scenario, includes having many hoes, being a mansion, swagging to the maximum, mm-hmm. looking like Jesus. Thereupon, Lil B, the based god, is the god of all of the above events. Oh my God, based god, you swag to the max. You can nail my biatch, based god. That's how one would use that in a sense.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So if you feel that you have the swag and resemble Miley
Norway.
Cyrus in Norway, you can be a based candidate and an advocate for Lil B.
Should people be using Craigslist?
Craigslist ads
specializing in sex, pornography, and fetishes.
Craigslist is only used for selling couches and finding handjobs.
Craigslist has something for you.